Thursday, Lombardi Line, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you in. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Michael Lombardi hanging out. He just got done watching that preseason game last night with the 76ers and the Nets.
Brilliant game.
Oh, what a game. Hey, and the effort.
Actually, I just got done. Can I share something with you today, Patrick, before we start?
Yes.
I just got done. You know who sent me a Cameo?
Who's this?
Are you on Cameo?
I've seen Cameo.
I got a Cameo. Okay. Well, there's, you know, there's, you have to, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway, I almost trapped myself into a self-applause. That's embarrassing. But anyway, I got a Cameo from Hugh Jackson. Really, really well done. Hugh, on my podcast, The GM Shuffle, 2 weeks ago, we asked listeners, because he has a new book coming out. And this book that's coming out, I thought it would be interesting to ask the listeners to give us some clues on perhaps what the names are, you know? Now, Hugh and his Cameo thought that they were all coming from me.
Right.
None of them came from me. None of them came from me. You know, they all came from the listening audience, which, as I told him, I said, look, basically, you've got fan engagement. So, you know, I was too busy watching Hugh's Cameo to me than really studying that Sixer game last night. They took Kyrie out with 8 minutes to go. He could have scored.
Wait, hold on. Don't you dare just gloss over this. Hold on. Let's back it up a little bit, Lombardi.
I don't know why I told you. Of all the people to tell my inner secrets to, you should be the last one, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Hugh Jackman with your celebrity. Now it's Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, right.
Who, of course, now you just broke some news. Can I find you on Cameo?
I'm on Cameo. Yeah, I do a lot of birthday well wishes on Cameo. I just did one before we came on.
I would imagine you do get a lot of requests. I'm going to put that in my back pocket. I might have a couple of requests for you. You can go to cameo.com and type in Michael Lombardi and hook your friend up as the draft gets nearer and nearer.
I just did one for a guy who just turned 58. He's a grandfather. I mean, you know, from one grandfather to another, you know?
Yeah, he's on there, Steph.
Happy birthday, Bill.
So was Hugh, we're looking up your pricing. That's going to really tell us the ego. Steph's looking it up. Was Hugh,
Stephanie, stop. You've got other things to do, girl. Sit down there in that corner.
This is our favorite. Was Hugh Jackson,
Stephanie, when you start working with the novelist, that's going to cause trouble for you. Anyway, go ahead.
Tolstoy wouldn't charge what Lombardi's charging here. Would you? 50? You're shortchanging yourself, homie. You can get more than 50 bucks. I'd pay you 100 at least. Hugh Jackson
Goes right into Millie. It goes 55? Right into Millie's account anyway.
Oh, 65. Yeah. We've gone up. Okay. The rate just went up over the last 30 seconds. Was Jackson nice to you?
I don't charge 65.
Oh, Hugh 50. Does. Hugh Jackson. Well, he's a big deal. Was Hugh Jackson nice to you in his message?
Yeah, he just said he would. Hopefully, he said he's definitely going to sell more books than I've sold. So we'll see. I don't think he has a real understanding of the book business, but that's okay. Let him feel that way. We'll see. I'll put my book total against his in 2 years from now. I have no problem. I'm pretty confident about that.
I think I would, too. Well, that was, you know what? That's a block. But I'm glad you interrupted me. That's a good start to the show there, my friend.
I just wanted to start the show off a little casual, come in before we get into the heavy betting on baseball. And we talk hockey with my man Andy McPhiel up there in Canada as he falls out.
Yeah, Sunshine's going to join.
Things that I love. I mean, when I'm driving to work and I'm thinking, I can't wait to talk hockey and baseball today.
You are Mr. Baseball.
It's just exciting so much for me. I can't stop it. Anyway, go ahead.
Right before I started talking to you, I stopped by behind the book here at the South Point and talked to Vinny. Yeah. Vinny's going to be joining us. And we were just talking about the impossibility of posting a number on these NBA games. And he said the overnights, as far as the limits, have been lowered because Giannis doesn't play last night. Is he going to play tonight? Last night, the big news was Nets 76ers. It had a preseason feel to it. A season series tied at 1-1. I mean, a lot of this had to do with home court, of course. And the 76ers win. Don't cover the 9, which closed. It goes over the 225.5 posted total. But again, I mean, a preseason vibe. You can tell me what you saw.
Could you imagine if the NFL had games like this, if they behaved in this manner? Could you imagine how the national media would be attacking the NFL? Just think about that, Patrick. This is nobody's attacking the NBA. God forbid they attack the NBA on the quality. JVT will defend them. You know, he's up on the platform at Preacher Park. He'll defend them. But that was embarrassing. They took Kyrie out with 8 minutes to go in the game. They took him out with 8 minutes to go in the game. And they could have won the game. They closed it down. They got it to within a three-point game when Landry Shamet had two field goals. They had it 118-115. I mean, it really they're making a joke of it. Nobody mentions the TV ratings in the NBA. No one mentions them. You know, the only time when they get mentioned is when the NFL posted a number, you know, and then we see the ratings. But this is for Vinny and the business that Vinny's in. I don't know how you make any money doing this.
Oh,
I'm not blaming anybody. Look, the back-to-backs, I get the back-to-backs. These guys have made a decision. They're too valuable. They don't want to play back-to-backs. Okay, fine. Why schedule back-to-backs? And why cheat the fans out of back-to-backs? Why cheat the fans? You know, it's a marquee game. The Nets are playing the Sixers. You know, why not give the Nets a day off and then let them play and see if when Durant could go out there? And then we could have two of the Rat Pack as opposed to the three. I mean, to me, I think it's comical. I really do. And anybody who wants to defend it, go ahead. But this isn't a league. This is more WWE than it is anything. It really is.
Well, let me and say this, Michael. Both teams come into this matchup 37-17, tied atop the East, 1-1 series split. So this game could have more importance than we even know. Now, your point is a good one. These teams, these players are going to try to circumvent the system. This started with Greg Popovich. Remember, Popovich on primetime games, that's why the old commissioner hated him so much, because Popovich would sit players sometimes out of spite. But this is a silver.
But at least he got fined for it.
He got
fined for it. I mean, Stern was like not going to tolerate it. Stern understood it meant it was bad for the game. It was bad for the game. It made the game look bad. And I think as the commissioner, you got to protect the integrity of your game. And I don't see how this does that. Where is Adam Silver? Like, I know he wants to side with the players. And look, I get all that. They're your business partners. But if they are your partners, you owe it to them to sit down and say, fellas, we are hurting our business by doing this.
And that is the question. What does he do? Remember, his first objective when he took over as commissioner was a Sterling debacle. That aligned him with the players, rightfully so. The dude was a pig.
And that was perfect. He needed to do that. Look, we need all the Sterlings out of the NBA or not any owning any other. And I mean, that goes without saying. But who's going to protect the integrity of the game? Who's going to protect the fan who's paying a lot of money to go see players that maybe it's Dean, maybe it's Frank, maybe it's Sammy? I don't know. You know, I know if I go to Broadway and I want to watch Beautiful, the girl who plays Carole King, she's going to be doing it. If I give $200 to hear all the Carole King songs I want to hear, at least I'm going to hear the star do them.
Well, look no further than a few nights ago, Jamal Murray, a minute left, down 7, meaningless garbage time against Golden State in Denver. The kid's still grinding, and he wipes out the rest of the year, wipes out half or most of next year as well. That's the issue. The Nets look at that and say, who cares?
But here's the reality of that, though, Patrick. It's the great Belichick line. If I knew the guy was going to get hurt on that play, I would have pulled him out the play before. Like, how do you know this? Like, how do you even know? These torn ACLs, they happen, and sometimes they're non-contact.
That's right.
I mean, Embiid dunked yesterday and landed on his knee, and he kind of limped around, and I thought, oh, that's the last we're going to see of him for 2 weeks. You know, I mean, that's the first reaction I had in my head. Look, I get to protect the players on the injuries. I'm all for that. Look, their bodies are their way to make money. I don't deny this at all. However, I think someone's got to protect the fans. Someone's got to protect the integrity of the game. And no one's screaming about it. You know, no one's screaming about it. It's a bad product right now. Now, maybe it's going to get good for the playoffs. And if that's the case, then why don't we just do playoffs? Why don't we just do playoffs?
72 games of just nonsense. By the way, for your 76ers, last night was very important. They're 21-5 at home. So this idea of them home court throughout the postseason is huge for the 76ers.
It was. And how do you even measure if they're any good against the Nets? I mean, they didn't have Durant. They didn't have Blake Griffin. They didn't have, Aldridge.
By the way, he just retired. Can I just, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Steph just told me, this is about a half hour ago, Brooklyn Nets center LaMarcus Aldridge abruptly retires, Michael, due to a health scare. Irregular heartbeat, I believe it was their Shams report. Irregular heartbeat, yes. Quote, though I'm better now, what I felt with my heart that night was still one of the scariest things I've experienced. LaMarcus Aldridge, Nets, has retired.
You know, and I got to say, that's probably a smart move for him, because if he feels like there's any kind of arrhythmia in his heart, as we saw, you know, with Hank Gathers years ago at Loyola Marymount, that cost him his life. You've got to be very careful and cautious about that. So I think, you know, to me, yeah, I think, you know, he got bought out. I don't know if that contract, I'm sure the contract with the Nets is guaranteed. I don't know if it is for injury, but I don't think money's the issue for this young man. No. I think health is, and I think that's the most important thing.
Wow. So breaking news. Good job, Stephanie. I didn't see that. LaMarcus Aldridge.
I didn't either.
Which is fascinating. Didn't play last night, obviously. You mentioned Harden doesn't play. Durant doesn't play. The funny part, you mentioned at the top here, the 76ers tried to rest their starters in the fourth, and Simmons and Embiid had to come in to rescue the game.
Yeah, they couldn't get it done. I mean, look, you know, they kept whittling away, and they couldn't make shots, and look, you know, I think when you break the Sixers down, I mean, look, Danny Green didn't play very good. Seth Curry hasn't played very good. Thank God Shake Milton can do some things off the bench. Why they play Mike Scott? I mean, Dwight Howard was out with some swelling on his knees, so they didn't have a backup center. They played Mike Scott. Every minute they give to Mike Scott's a waste of minute. It really is. I think it's going to really affect them. So, but for me, you know, I don't know what to take from the game. It's, again, right. I keep saying this on this program, it's not checkers. You can't just jump one to the next, because you're going to reach the wrong conclusion.
Well, the 76ers do grab the lead for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference with the win last night. They don't cover the 9. It closed 9. 225.5 goes over the posted total. But we mentioned the Sixers carry over from last year where they were dominant at home. I don't know what you read into as far as their dominance at home, but they're 21-5 straight up at home this year as well.
You know, they play well at home. I mean, they've played well at home, you know, for the last 2 years. And yep. Big Boy, you know, look, he was dominating in there. Jordan couldn't handle him. He did not shoot well early in the game. I mean, they didn't shoot well. Tobias Harris has a knee injury. He had 24 last night, and he didn't play in the last quarter. He was hurting a little bit. You could see that. But, look, if Embiid plays when he's attacking that rim and really not settling for that outside three-point shot, which he did early in the game, and then I think somebody said, hey, you know, you got to go after this right now, then I think that, you know, that then they're so much better when he does do that. But they had a hard time keeping Kyrie off of penetration. They had a hard time keeping him. He was sensational. He was making shots left and right. You know, it's good that he got the rest that he needed, because obviously that quality family time made him even come back and play better.
It's just, again, the competitive integrity. I don't know how you solve it, but this is a league issue. Teams are going to continue to try to circumvent the rules. So this is a league issue. And like you said, something has to be implemented. Protocols need to be in place for this load management situation. I don't know if it's an independent arbiter as far as a doctor before each game, whatever it is, something needs to happen. The betting integrity is completely askew as well.
They can't do it. They've thrown their hands up. I mean, when they don't have limits on the games anymore, it only makes sense. I mean, they can't predict it. There's nothing. I mean, look, what we have to understand about betting is it's no different than the NFL draft. You are in the information business when you're betting. It's who can get the best information and figure out the information, process the information. That's what betting is about. You know, where can I gain an advantage? Where can I get information that helps me? And because of the NBA's inability to provide information, and there's too many variables in their games, you can't really risk anybody's money, and Vinny knows that. There's too much liability if he puts a number out there and 2 hours before the game, you know, the guy doesn't play.
100%. How about, I mean, you want to be
Don't you think this is a huge issue as we migrate into the world of welcoming betting? The NBA is now turning people against wanting to bet their sport. I think that's a real issue for Silver to sit down and say, look, the one thing about the NFL is, as much as they said they weren't doing anything to help the bettors, they did everything to help the bettors. The injury report, the 53-man activated an hour and a half before the game, everything they did was to make sure the information that they could provide was consistent. And the NBA is the opposite, and this is why there's no engagement. I mean, how do you build a Twitter following? You engage people. How do you build betting following? You engage people. And the NBA is not engaging because it's too damn hard to predict in terms of betting.
And you know what's fascinating about that as far as engagement? Nobody, as far as commissioners, nobody was at the forefront of wanting legalized wagering, saying, I want my fans in the arenas on their phones between plays betting on the game. That was Adam Silver. So the one sport that has become impossible to cap, and the other sport that tried to eschew and stay away from it, NFL, pretend like it was toxic, they've embraced it and played it perfectly.
And they love it. And they
can't get enough of it.
They love it.
They love it.
We couldn't get it. I mean, and we could have football 52 weeks a year. I mean, we could. It's the best sport to bet on. You know, I'm not saying you can be right all the time with it because the ball bounces funny and Nick Chubb falls on the 1 yard line. I'm not that I'm bitter.
Oh my gosh, you brought that up every single day since it happened. You walk around like you shuffle around the house talking to Millie, bringing up Nick
Chubb.
And
I didn't have a bet on the game. Oh, my God.
Enough with Nick Chubb. You don't talk about your grandchildren that much. By the way, you want to bet the NBA? Orlando Magic go to Chicago. Chicago's a 9.5-point favorite. Orlando beats them by 7. That's the NBA. That's where we live right now.
That's the NBA.
And Vinny will stop by to talk about
it. I hate the coach in that.
Oh, can you imagine?
I hate the coach in that league.
Can you imagine? Bill Berman, by the way, is going to be on Cameo. You can get him. It's $150 a pop. We come back. More NFL Draft here on Lombardi Line. Everything you need, BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options. Go in-game, boosted odds, specials, more. Stop by the Strip, any MGM casino. Bring your state issued ID, and you're going to be ready to go within minutes. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years or older, physically located in Nevada. Call 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling issue. Okay, it's a good Thursday here on the Lombardi Line. We welcome you back, and we're going to fix the Broncos. We've got Vinny Maliulo stopping by to talk about the disaster that is the NBA and betting it right now. But let's do it, Michael. Let's fix the Broncos. Yeah. Quarterback is a need. We know this. They are drafting 9. Let's start there.
Well, look, it all starts at quarterback. I mean, let's just go through a couple of just basic stats that are obvious to us bettors that looked at the Broncos and had them on our list every week. Blitz passing situations, they're 32nd in the National Football League. Overall passing, just general yards passing, 32nd in the NFL. First down efficiency, whether it's run or pass, 32nd in the NFL. Their yardage chart, 31st in the NFL. They can't make any plays. Third downs in the red zone, 30th overall. They're just not good offensively, and when you break it down, it really comes down to one position. It comes down to the quarterback, and he can't operate because they have really good skill players, Patrick, around them. I mean, Cortland Sutton, Judy, you know, this Tim Patrick kid always seems to make plays for him. K.J. Hamler's kind of a jack-of-all-trades. It's going to be even better next season. Melvin Gordon, you know, is a good back. I love Philip Lindsay. I have to apologize when I say Melvin Gordon because, you know, Berman had him on his fantasy team. Uh-oh. And every time I bring up Melvin Gordon, he takes very offense to it. But anyway, you know, they have all the elements. Their offensive line, they'll get Juwan James back next year at right tackle. He held out because of COVID. And then defensively, their corner situation wasn't great last year. I thought they improved with the Darby signing. They get Kyle Fuller to come in there. And then I think it's going to come down to what Von Miller has left in the gas tank. This is 10 years for Von Miller. He came out in 2011. We'll see how much gas he has in the tank, what he can bring forward to them in terms of rushing. But I think when you look at he and Bradley Chubb coming off the edge, and then with their inside players, whether it's Jermont Jones or they signed Stephon from the Minnesota Vikings, they can do some things. And Vic Fangio's scheme is challenging to play. And they play it well. This Alexander Johnson, this kid that they signed out of Tennessee, was a free agent a couple years ago, is a really good player. And he gives them some juice at inside linebacker. So they have a lot of things going for them. I know Brent Musburger doesn't want to hear this, but they could overtake the Las Vegas Raiders. they'll never do that unless they fix the quarterback. So at 9, to me, it's quarterback. And I think that there's a lot of conversations going on around the league right now is, are these quarterbacks going to slip? If Atlanta takes what we believe to be Kyle Pitts, the question then becomes, does Cincinnati do the smart thing and take Sewell, which they need to do? But knowing Cincinnati, they could take the wide receiver from Clemson, from LSU, Thomas. They could take him, you know. And then at 6, I'm told Miami's all about their skill position. They are going to take a skill player there. Now, that leaves the Lions at 7, and there's some rumblings going on internally, whether Chris Spielman, who is not the general manager, Brad Holmes is, but Spielman has great influence. They could be interested in a quarterback. Would it be Trey Lance? And then I think if the Panthers, if they get down there, the Panthers at quarterback, then I think you'll see maybe the Broncos trade up to try to get the quarterback. I don't know if they like one or not. All I know is this. Elway's not willing to give up on Locke yet.
The Broncos heavy favorites, not no -350 to make the playoffs. AFC West 18-1, AFC 30-1, Super Bowl 66-1. There's going to be potentially 5 quarterbacks taken in the top 10. Do you think the Broncos are one of those teams?
You know, I do. I think there's a lot of teams. If Steph, you put up the graphic, I think there's a lot of teams in that 10 to 15 range. And it's really the NFC East, right? So you've got, you know, I think it goes Philly. It goes the Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles, that 10 to 12 range. I think there's a lot of teams there that they know that probably the best player that's going to get to them is going to be a receiver. And if there were a quarterback that slipped to them, the Giants are going to take quarterback. The Cowboys are going to take quarterback. The Eagles, who knows what they'll do. But there's really going to be some action if anybody from the back. If the Patriots want to go up there, they could. If the Washington football team, I think if the Washington football team saw that Trey Lance was at the Patriots pick at 8, you can write that in right now.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
The question really comes is if the Bengals don't take Sewell at 5, who takes them? The Dolphins want to take skill. They want to take a skill player. Do the Lions do the smart thing and take Sewell? I don't know.
Boom, there you go, John Elway. Michael Lombardi just fixed your team. The Broncos, Super Bowl next year. There it is, Lombardi line right here. What is it, April 15th? Already fixed. Coming up next.
Tax day.
Hey, is today tax day?
We got my man Vinny. Oh. Yeah, today's tax day. Get his peanut butter and jelly sandwich ready for the man.
You know what, can you come over, hook me up with my taxes after the show, Michael? Thank you, appreciate that.
You can get a postponement. My wife's an accountant. You can get a postponement on it. She'll take care of you, don't worry.
I need about a year. Vinny's up next. Sports betting action just getting started. VSiN experts are covering early season baseball trends, NHL, NBA playoff races. Plus, we're looking at all the key picks, predictions for the NFL draft. We're going to give you the tools to make the most of every bet, including 24/7 video coverage, odds, analysis of every game. VSiN.com. You see it right in front of you. Complete data analysis at VSiN.com. Start your free trial. It's completely free right now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Looks like there's Michael Lombardi hanging out in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here at the VSiN studios at the South Point. Behind the book at the South Point is the legend here, Vinny Maliulo. Looks like the Phillies and Mets has been postponed. Is that the case here, Vin?
Yeah, we just got word right when I was walking in. Made it official. It was in a rain delay, but now the Mets are and Phillies are postponed. So just another seven-inning doubleheader for the Mets and Phillies down the road.
We play Little League now? Like, whatever happened in the nine? Like, how did nine innings get Little League? Like, really?
Speed it up. Remember the day? So we'll date ourselves just a little bit. Remember twinight doubleheaders? Right?
Love them.
Like a 5:30 start, twinight doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Yeah. I mean, love them. Yeah, I don't know. Michael Jordan, the thing is, I know we're old, Vinny, but Michael Jordan never worried about back-to-backs, and he had a hell of a career.
No, he was pretty good.
And he had a hell of a career.
I heard he was pretty good, that guy.
Well, let's pick up on that conversation. That was, I stopped by the book on the way in, And Vinny was, he looked stressed, Michael. I said, why are you stressed? He said, these overnights on the NBA, now on a light night in the association, of course, on a Thursday, but let's talk about booking the NBA right now and the issue, the puzzle that is the NBA. Who's in, who's out, who's sitting, who's not?
Stressed? I look stressed.
No, you don't. You're never stressed.
I mean, really?
You're always on point.
Let me just say this. It's a mystery, right? So we put out overnights. And I'll give you an example yesterday, right? The biggest game of the day, when you think about it, was what? The first game on the rotation, the Nets and the Sixers, right? Both teams tied atop the Eastern Conference with the best record going into yesterday. Overnight number 6.5 because we knew Durant would probably rest. Harden is still out. Sixers were going everybody, Embiid and everybody. But now, then it came out that Kyrie Irving was questionable, maybe doubtful.
Shocker.
So the game goes all the way, I know, right? 9.5. Wound up coming back down when it was announced he would play. Then it went back up again. Did close 9 yesterday. Of course, the Sixers win the game by 6. But the point is this, overnights, guys, and you look at today's game, the first one on the rotation again, the Bucks and the Hawks. We used 7 yesterday. Now the game is sitting at 4. Giannis, questionable, hasn't played in several games. Trae Young, questionable for the Hawks. And, of course, the Hawks atop their division right now. But the thing about it, guys, is the protection we have is lower limits on the overnights, right? So you want to offer them for the folks that are want to play some overnights. But the only protection you have is to keep lower limits until you get a better idea of who in fact, is going to play. And as always say it as a bettor, but as a bookmaker too, you got to try to get that information. Who's playing? Who's not? Who's in the starting lineup? Who's not? Check lineups when they become available.
It's a mess,
Vinny. What did you do to adjust? So you put limits on. So what's the overnight limit?
So probably
like
1,000.
Typically, take the bettor through it. Like what could have what if this was normal? Mm-hmm. What would they be able to play?
So
and now what are they going to?
Right. So today 5,000. Right. You walk up to the counter. It's 5,000 on a side on the overnight. 1,000. Right. 2,000, maybe, but definitely lower. So either 20% to 40% of what you would normally take. But also the games that are being played, if teams are playing the day before, then you also want to take that in consideration. You take it down in case there's an injury or something like that happens as well. So overnights go up, but typically, for the most part, we'll put them up after because we are 24 hours here. So, you get some folks that are working swing shift and things like that that want to come in and fire away.
Yeah, you look stressed. All I would say is when I saw him, Michael, behind the book, you're one of the most chill guys I know, but trying to figure out this puzzle is rough. You just mentioned what's up with Giannis. I mean, it really is. It's wild.
Well,
it's not like you have special information on injuries and who's sitting, who's not. That's completely up in the air.
That's a good point, too, as far as information. If everybody's fighting for information. From our side of the case, I want everybody to have the same information. I want you to have the information as a better. I want to have the information as a bookmaker, too, so everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows who's playing and who's not playing.
You're very benevolent.
Listen, buddy, I try. Again, I'm just trying to pass the audition.
So let's have some fun with it. You will eventually. Let's have some fun with it and just take a look at the 4 games on the board tonight in the NBA and walk through your mindset. You mentioned the Bucks at the Hawks. Where are you sitting right now on that number?
4 right now. And again, off the overnight of 7, 229 on the opening total. Now sitting at 230. But again, Giannis is questionable, and Trae Young is questionable for the Hawks right now.
And what's the issue with Trae Young there, Michael Lombardi?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they may be without Gallinaro. Gallinari, I'm sorry. Giannis was upgraded. Actually, he was upgraded to questionable from out to questionable. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him since he scored, 47 against Portland?
Yeah.
So a little bit of this, a lot of these teams are risking, there's an indication from talking that he could come back. But, if Trae Young doesn't play, I don't know how you bet Atlanta in this. I mean, Bogdanovich has been sensational for them. And Nate McMillan, I know he got fired in Indiana, but he's done a great job. They're 8-1 in the last 9 home games against the spread. So, to me, buyer beware. I lean towards the Hawks if I had to, but don't hold me to it because I don't know if all those guys are going to play.
And it looks like the – by the way, it looks like the Cavs are getting bet tonight, Golden State in town off the opener. Or am I wrong here?
Yep, they are. By the way, Trae Young calf. He's got a strained calf.
Oh, does he?
So, yeah.
That's, so do I.
I know, right?
Cleveland went to Charlotte last night, won his dogs. Mm-hmm. They come back home, Golden State. Now, one thing about Golden State I have to understand, Steph is chasing that scoring title. Mm-hmm. That is very apparent what he's trying to get accomplished here, Michael. He's been red hot. Where are you sitting with Warriors, Cavs?
Warriors on the overnight, 9.5. Now down to 6.5. Sexton, again, here's another one, questionable for the Cavs. He's kind of been in and out of the lineup for them. So with that, but still, Golden State, still 6.5 point favorites in Cleveland tonight. The total on this one holding steady, 224.5. No movement there.
Just like you had it last night.
You could see that.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, you could see that. I mean, I think the Warriors after the, what was that debacle that they had with Toronto? How many did they lose by in that game? We didn't even mention that in our conversation about how bad the NBA is, you know. But you know, I think to me, you're right. He's trying to get that scoring title. He looks like he knows he needs to be the scorer.
He's the dichotomy as well in that Denver Nugget Golden State Warrior game. With one, he passes Wilt, and the other side of the court. Obviously, Jamal Murray and Denver's fortunes completely do a 180. All right, we'll come back. Vinny Maliulo behind the book here at South Point as we continue. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network. So you know Stephanie loves the Dodgers and Rockies, and I'm going to tell you about BetMGM customers. You turn $1 into $100 when somebody goes yard. Okay, sign up for BetMGM, the app. Use the promo code VSIN100. Place a $1 moneyline wager on the Dodgers-Rockies. You'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. New customer offer. It's paid for in free bets. You can see it right there. Bet $1 to win $100. Bonus code VSIN100. As Vinny knows, you can only do it in Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700, Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for help in Michigan, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, and Tennessee, call or text Redline, 800-889-9789. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. So, Michael, and this is just just a very basic illustration of shopping for the best number. So this morning, I liked the although they've been under bonanza, the Padres and Pirates this morning, they just started. It's 3-0 in the top of the first. The Padres up on the Pirates. They had issues with runners in scoring position, although I don't have to tell you because you're Mr. Baseball. But the number closed 7.5.
The Pirates is looking to even the series. The Padres looked to even the series tonight. So
did
you
know that
we're
sitting with Mr. Baseball is my, and all kidding aside, he's been picking some huge dogs. We'll get to the dogs who had a big night last night in baseball. However, 7.5, the number closes here at South Point. A couple other books had it at 8. But that half a run, Vinny, we can discuss that. We'll get back to the NBA board as well. I mean, just invaluable when it comes to betting baseball.
Well, there's no question about it. It's like everything else. You know, when you talk about shopping for the best prices, you're shopping for the best number as well. And if you like the over and you've got an opportunity to bet. Now, we opened at 8 and they
got bet
initially
down.
Bet under. So then we had a sharp guy come up to the counter when I was stressed at the counter earlier, you know, trying to figure out NBA injuries and things like that. God, he looked a lot like you.
Handsome.
Yeah.
We'll get to the first five in a
Vinny,
second.
I know it's started, but what did you close the Mariners Orioles game off? You know, the Mariners got Marco Gonzalez going to the mound today. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering. I like that. I had a number of 7 on the. I like the over if it was 7. What was it that you have?
We didn't. The totals because these with these 7-inning games. I didn't put up a total, but they're close. Pick 'em. And again, it was $1.18. So yeah, these 7-inning games. I mean, especially too until they announce. You know, you have a pretty good idea who's pitching, but then again, they. You know.
Can I ask you? I'm sorry, Vinny. Can I ask you about this? Michael, Scott Spreitzer, who you know well, 30-plus veteran here, is professional handicapper. He says when he wakes up in the morning, now you do your handicapping on baseball at night. Everybody knows burning the midnight oil with Michael Lombardi at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Spreitzer wakes up and he starts with first five with baseball. His handicapping has changed. Why don't you explain to the better? Now, no first fives in those seven-inning day nights.
Right.
But first five betting becomes much more, has become much more profitable and popular.
Well, the reason for it, I think, too, is because bullpens are so suspect, right? People have they don't trust bullpens. Although you know, in this game here, going over seven, you could have went over four for the first five.
Thank you, Benny.
You know, but no, seriously, I mean, I think what the reason first fives are become, because you know that the starter is probably going to go five or six innings,
sure.
So you feel better about it, and you. A lot of bettors don't have trust in teams' bullpens, so they'll back pitchers. Professional bettors want to back starters, and so now we stopped listing pitchers because again there were a lot of changes. Who's an opener? Who's a starter?
Yeah.
And all that. So we just now the benefit of that is you don't get a price change. You get the price at the time of your wager, because a lot of times with a pitching change, there's going to be an adjusted price. So in here at South Point with baseball, you're getting the price at the time of your wager. Just like if there was a football game and you bet a game early in the week and you laid three, and then the opposing quarterback goes out. Now the game is all the way up to seven. You're still getting the three, not an adjusted price.
Gotcha. All right, good job. Look,
Vinny, when you can I ask a question,
sure. Yeah,
Patrick?
Please.
Just a curiosity in baseball here. When you're betting, when DeGrom's throwing like he is in an afternoon game, and he's been unhittable in the afternoon. I mean, his earned run average is 1.8 in these afternoon games. Mm-hmm. It's the best mark in all of baseball. And we also know that the Mets don't hit when DeGrom pitches.
Yes.
So, how are you working on that?
Well, again, you start it with a high number. So we use 220 on the opener. And again, the game has been rained out, but they bet DeGrom anyway, 220. They put him in a lot of parlays. They bet the Mets on the run line at -1.5 and -0.5, so a much lower price there. You mentioned that they don't get him any run support. I think he has the most no decisions.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it harkens back. It reminds me of Tom Seaver when Seaver was a pitcher for the Mets, especially back in their glory years.
Hey, by the way, if I cover this 7.5 in the top of the first, can you cash it out on the
You
way
gotta
out?
Hope this game goes. You don't want rain.
Hey, by the way, Michael,
in Pittsburgh.
While we have Vinny here, why don't we do it? Why don't we get to your pick tonight in Major League Baseball? We'll throw up the graphic as well. There he is. Look at Michael's Mr. Baseball Lombardi's
look
pick
at that. Mike, are you pointing to the first of all, he's a lefty. I love that.
Great job.
Michael, are you pointing to the bank? I see. You're not pointing.
I hope so.
You're not pointing to the gap.
I like the Marlins and the Braves. I think that Anderson and the Braves are going to have a strong performance pitching tonight. To salvage the series from the Marlins, who took the first three games. And I know Anderson struggled more this year than he has in 2020. I mean, this year he's given up, five runs across the first two starts, and he hasn't completed six innings. So I kind of feel like they're going to hit him, but I think Atlanta wins the game. That's why I went with the over at 8.5.
Well, again, day games as well, right? Pitchers having more of an advantage at night. Hitters, if there's an advantage, it's in the daytime. But so you bet this game over. It's already 2-0 Marlins here in the top of the second, and the Braves they bet the Marlins here. So we opened at $1.77, and the Braves closed $1.65.
I'm counting on the Braves lineup.
Yeah.
I'm counting on that. I'm counting on Ozuna and Acuna, who's red hot
ridiculous.
Lately. I mean, he's been remarkable.
He's been amazing.
I mean, he's unbelievable. So I'm counting on him to kind of come through. That's why I like this as I was studying it this morning.
And Patrick is sitting at 4 right now and hoping that the game goes 8.5 innings. You bet. Don't root. There's no rain in Pittsburgh today, right?
Well, no. I mean, it does look over. It's ominous.
It's rain on the East Coast. I could tell you that. There's a lot of rain out there on the East Coast.
They're not wearing sunglasses.
In Queens, the Mets-Phillies has been postponed. Quickly, do you see it go up every year, the first five handle?
Yes, in recent years. And again, I think it has to do a lot with the bullpens and the trust or lack of trust, if you will, in terms of bullpens, right? In the analytics are starters go a couple of times through the lineup, and that's it. And then why put yourself through the torture of the bullpens?
Can we pin you down? Michael wants to know, and we both want to know. Can we pin you down on an exact date here when I can walk in and bet NFL win totals at the South Point?
Yeah.
It'll be we did it. We typically do it in May. I don't have the exact date, but we do it after the draft. And the reason for that is because after the draft also, as Michael knows, then we know what the schedules are. So we know the teams, who teams are playing, and we know home and away. But we don't know the sequence of those games, so we'll tweak it. You don't know either about the draft, and is it the draft that the draft is going to produce a difference maker? Well, in some cases, yes. But are there other trades that take place in conjunction with the draft that may impact somebody's win total? Yeah. So whether it's a half game. And of course, we have an additional game overall this year with 17 games. But if it's a half game or 10 to 20 cent adjustment in the juice, I'd rather have all of that information and the sequence of the games. For instance, we talked about it quite a bit a couple of years ago, the Raiders, right? The most ridiculous travel schedule probably in the history of the league, going, you know, not only cross country, but going overseas.
Cheerio.
Yeah, exactly. So, last year, I think it was the Rams, right? How many times did they crisscross the country and things like that? So,
and played well on the road, the Rams did.
Yeah.
They were remarkable how good they were on the road. They had, they played Philly and the Giants and the Jets. I mean, they were back and forth. Yeah.
And so,
Miami.
Yep. Who's going to have, is anybody going to have three consecutive road games, and where are they? Are they going to stay, are they going to stay regionally if they go east? We saw the 49ers stay back east last year in Ohio when they had a couple of games back to back in the east. So things like that, just want to refine it. So an exact date, I don't have, but I have certainly in, typically we put those up in May.
Okay. No need to get sensitive. I was just asking.
Okay. Jeez. He's so needy.
I'm asking for my guy.
I think it makes all the sense in the world. I think that also Vinny knows. This is what Vinny didn't say, is he knows that the perception of the draft to some bettors can sway them to make a bad pick.
Oh, yeah.
We all know the draft, as much as we want to talk about it, affects the 2022 team, not the 2021 team.
You know,
even if they draft a quarterback. And so that win total, Jacksonville at 5 or 4.5, oh, they're going to go over. They got Trevor Lawrence. Well, okay, calm down, just maybe not. So I think that's probably a smart, smart play on your part.
Well, what else did they do? How many picks do they have? Look, again, the Jets, what do they have, Michael? Like 5 picks, I think, in the first 100. Yeah. They need more than a quarterback. They need a lot of things, right? So how is that going to – are there trades, like I said? Are there trades that impact the draft and personnel on these teams? So definitely something to take into consideration.
Those trades could be players that could actually come in and play right away. And then right after the draft, there's that short free agent market where guys say, hey, if I don't get a job now, I'm not going to get one. I better sign with somebody.
Yep.
All right. Early May. We'll put it that way. Mid-May. Early.
Wait a second. Are you looking at your? Hold on a second, Mike. Are you looking at your ticket?
I just
put that away.
I'm already thinking about what I'm going to get my mom. I'm thinking about what I'm going to get my mom for the holidays with this Padres and Pirates over.
Don't count. You know what? It's going to be a monsoon. That's it. You're getting your money back.
Give me my cash, Maliulo. All right, we're coming back. By the way, we do have breaking news. Michael Lombardi and Bill Berman are fighting about DUIs and Melvin Gordon on text. We'll have an update on that coming back.
He's blaming me for that. Can you imagine that?
I saw it. Hey, I'm a witness. We're coming back.
He thinks I gave Melvin Gordon the Maloiks. I mean, seriously.
Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate it.